I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout.
Today is Thursday, February 27th. What to know today, now that America is entering a new phase when it comes to the coronavirus disease, as well as who is taking the lead on the response. Plus, a tennis legend retires, which retailer has big new plans for healthcare, and what is Earth's new mini-moon? Then hang out after the news for Thing to Know Thursday's bonus interview explaining the new Space Force. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Vice President Mike Pence is taking the lead, at least when it comes to the coronavirus disease. President Trump announced Pence will take over the administration's response, saying the team is brilliant and they're ready to adapt if the disease spreads in the U.S. He also said there's no need to panic, the risk to Americans is still low. But critics say Pence doesn't have the public health expertise needed for this. And The Hill reports lawmakers from both parties have questioned the Trump administration's response earlier, especially a recent request for $2.5 billion in emergency funding. Some say it's not enough. Now the White House says it is open to using whatever amount of money Congress will provide. Remember, federal health officials said earlier this week, it's almost inevitable the new coronavirus will spread more in America since the number of new cases around the globe keeps going up. In fact, the World Health Organization now says for the first time, there are more new cases outside of China than in it. The Wall Street Journal says the U.S. and South Korea are even postponing joint military exercises in the hopes of better containing this virus. And it looks like we're now in a new phase here in the U.S. Someone in Northern California is infected that does not have a direct link to overseas travel. So this is known as community spread or community transmission. How much it spreads from there, though, is still unknown. But in the meantime, some local governments, like in San Francisco, are declaring emergencies in their cities. CNN says even though there are no cases of the virus in these cities, it's basically them trying to be ready and have resources on hand. So how worried should we all be? Experts say we don't need to worry too much at this point, but instead be prepared for things like possible disruptions to our everyday lives, like if a school needs to close, and of course, do things to try to prevent the spread. Wash your hands and stay home when you're sick. More updates to come. Well, unfortunately, there's a mass shooting to tell you about. It happened in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, at one of the nation's largest breweries. Reports say a 51-year-old Molson Coors employee stormed the brewery's large campus yesterday and ultimately killed five of his coworkers before turning the gun on himself. The complex was known as Miller Coors until recently. Authorities haven't said a possible motive yet, but USA Today says it's one of the worst shootings in Wisconsin's history. Well, the latest data shows the housing market is booming. New home sales in the U.S. hit a 12.5-year high in January, a positive sign for the economy, especially at a time when the coronavirus disease is hurting other aspects of economic growth. The Commerce Department says new home sales jumped nearly 8%, the highest since 2007, shortly before the Great Recession. Reuters reports mild weather and lower mortgage rates from the three interest rate cuts last year could be why people are buying more. That said, the AP reports there aren't a ton of properties on the market, which means prices are going up. The average price of a home went up 14% from a year ago to nearly $350,000. Tennis legend Maria Sharapova is retiring after a 19-year pro career. ESPN says Sharapova turned pro at 14 years old and won five Grand Slam titles over her career. But things started to go downhill a bit in 2016 when she failed a drug test for a banned substance and was suspended. On top of that, and shoulder injuries, she never really made a comeback. The 32-year-old wrote an essay in Vanity Fair saying she'll miss tennis every day but is ready for her next chapter. We have much more news ahead, but first, a quick thanks to our sponsor this week. Whether you've used natural deodorant for a long time or are looking to make the switch to aluminum-free deodorant, I have a recommendation for you. Native will keep you smelling and feeling fresh all day. I've tried a bunch of different deodorants, and Native is my favorite. And I'm not alone. They have over 9,000 five-star reviews from happy customers. I love that the ingredients are simple and safe. I recently ran out of my coconut and vanilla scent, which I love, but I started to try the cucumber and mint, and I'm a big fan of that one as well. In fact, Native has a bunch of different scents to choose from. There's something for everyone. They have classics and seasonals and even unscented. Native has other products as well. They're relaunching their natural toothpaste line, and I personally use and really like their body wash. And the Newsworthy listeners get a special offer. For 20% off your first purchase, visit nativedeodorant.com and use the promo code NEWSWORTHY during checkout. Again, go to nativedeodorant.com and use the promo code NEWSWORTHY at checkout to get 20% off your first purchase. Now, back to the news. Walmart is expanding its low-cost healthcare centers. They already have pharmacies and vision centers, but these new ones would offer more services. Think checkups, teeth cleanings, lab tests, and therapy. Axios reports when patients visit a Walmart clinic, they're told how much their visit will cost before they're seen. And those prices are often half of what other places might charge. In fact, Bloomberg reports one Walmart in Georgia is offering medical checkups for $30 and a counselor for $1 a minute. Walmart hasn't said how many of these clinics it plans to open yet, but they're part of a $36 billion plan. This could help Walmart compete with Walgreens and CVS, who already have health clinics. The big question is, will Americans choose Walmart over other trusted stores or doctors? We'll see. There are two new Walmart health centers so far. Well, Facebook is cracking down on ads trying to use the coronavirus to scare people into buying something. Business Insider reports Facebook is now banning ads that promise a cure or something to stop you from getting the virus, especially when the ads create a sense of urgency about it. Like the ones that claim face masks are 100% guaranteed to prevent the spread of the virus, those are no longer allowed. And of course, it's not true. Amazon is also taking action. Mashable says the company has removed all fake products from its site, promising to treat or cure the new coronavirus. Earth has a new mini-moon, at least for now. Forbes reports astronomers discovered an asteroid, now known as 2020 CD3. It basically got caught in Earth's gravity and stayed there. And while they just found it this month, it looks like it's been there for about 3 years. Scientists say it's kind of a big deal, since out of about a million asteroids we know about, this is only the second one to orbit Earth and stay there. The first one orbited our planet for about 18 months and was eventually ejected back into space. The same thing may happen later this year to this new one. For now, it stays our so-called mini-moon. As Netflix fans get excited about its reality show Love is Blind and the finale tonight, there's also some intrigue about the latest news from ABC's The Bachelor. In case you missed it, The Bachelor is casting for a new version of the show with senior citizens. It revealed a casting call this week for active and outgoing single men and women in their golden years looking for romance. Stay tuned for more details. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday, where a different expert explains a different thing to know only on Thursdays after the news. And this week, we're talking about the newly formed Space Force. It's now the sixth branch of the military. So today's guest will break down what the Space Force will do and what the threats in space actually are, and he's clearing up some misconceptions about it. Todd Harrison is the director of the Aerospace Security Project at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. He is leading in-depth, nonpartisan research about space security and defense funding issues. He first came on the show back in 2018 to talk about the potential for a Space Force. And now that it's happening, here's our latest conversation. Hi, Todd. Thanks so much for coming back on The Newsworthy.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Congress approved the creation of the Space Force in December. So help give an overview of what the Space Force is and its main purpose.
Sure. So Congress created the Space Force. It is an independent military service that is responsible for organizing, training, and equipping Space Forces for the military. It is different than United States Space Command, which is also something that DoD reestablished in 2019. United States Space Command is a combatant command And in the military, that means that it's responsible for actual warfighting operations. The Space Force is responsible to organize, train, and equip Space Forces to provide them to Space Command.
So I want to talk a little bit about the reason for creating this. And I know you worked on the space threat assessment with findings that came out in April of last year. What are a couple of the takeaways from last year's assessment? And what can you tell us about what you're working on now?
Well, you know, the first job of the Space Force is really to protect our civilian and our military space systems from foreign interference, from other countries trying to attack them. And if people think, you know, this might sound far-fetched, it's already happening. And the types of threats that we're seeing to our space systems, you know, that we document in our, you know, open source report are pretty astonishing. So, you know, Russia, for example, has a range of counter-space weapons, everything from jammers that can jam the signals going to and from your satellites to lasers that can actually blind the sensors on a satellite and render them ineffective. What we've seen more recently from Russia is on-orbit satellites that will go and shadow other satellites and maneuver very close to them. They're probably just doing intelligence collection, but they do appear to be very threatening. And so that's a concern. China, of course, has developed its own full suite of anti-satellite capabilities. We even see countries like North Korea and Iran getting into the game. They are both prolific at jamming satellite communication signals and GPS signals. We've even found evidence in the open source of insurgent groups in Iraq and Afghanistan have been intercepting satellite communications data for military purposes and have been actively trying to jam military communication signals that were going through space. And so we see a wide range of threats out there, some kinetic, some non-kinetic. And that is creating an increasing challenge for the military to operate in this environment.
What's the timeline for getting the Space Force really up and running to a point where it's doing its job to its full potential?
Well, you know, that is one of the challenges is because, you know, we already have Space Forces. We already have a lot of activity and a lot of systems operating in space. And so how do you make this transition? It's kind of like, you know, switching between cars while they're moving. And so it is a delicate transition. They're in the process of this now. What they're going to do first is they're going to move over all of the organizations and personnel in the Air Force that do space-related work. They're going to move those into the Space Force. That is happening over a period of 18 months. Then the process is just only starting to begin of identifying the space-related organizations and personnel in the other military services. The Army actually has some of its own space programs where they build, launch, and operate their own constellations of small satellites. There are a lot of details that have to be worked through about how, you know, what are the criteria, and even things like what's the uniform going to be? What are you going to call members of the Space Force? You know, like, you know, a soldier, a sailor, an airman, what do you call someone in the Space Force? And what's the rank structure going to be? You know, right now, Air Force enlisted ranks are things like airman first class. You know, you're probably not going to use that rank in the Space Force because they're not airmen anymore. So all of those details are in the process of being worked out. You know, I anticipate it will probably take 3 or 4 years before all of this is fully settled and everything is transferred into this new service.
And when the average person hears space, a lot of times they think NASA or some new commercial companies like SpaceX. Will there be any connection or overlap with some of those types of organizations and companies? And is it at all connected to missions to go to the moon and Mars?
So there is no connection at all between the Space Force, United States Space Command, and NASA. NASA does science and exploration. It focuses exclusively on civil space. So that is completely separate. The military space and Space Force and Space Command do interact quite a bit with commercial space. The military uses a lot of commercial satellites to support military operations. That will continue. It could even increase in the future as we're seeing a lot of new commercial space capabilities start to come online. But there is a very clear and distinct separation between what we're doing in military space and what NASA is doing in terms of space exploration. And for military space, for the foreseeable future, It will not be doing anything related to the moon or Mars. It's all focused on operations in Earth orbit and how systems in Earth orbit can be used to support the warfighter on Earth.
Any other misconceptions or final thoughts of things that we haven't talked about yet?
Yeah, I think one of the big misconceptions about the Space Force is that it would involve humans going into space. Military space systems have never had humans on board, and for the foreseeable future, they won't. You do not need a human on those space systems, and in fact, would not be a good idea to put humans on any of these space systems. So members of the Space Force will not actually go to space. They will be building, designing, operating space systems from Earth.
And you can read more about our guest and this topic in today's show notes. As always, you can read more about all the news stories mentioned today at thenewsworthy.com/show notes. Thank you for listening. The Newsworthy is here for you by 4 in the morning every weekday. We'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.